What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm excited about him. I think he's ready to roll. He's had a great couple years of preparation. You know, he tweaked his ankle last year. He had the high ankle. He played through it, did a great job. And for him to play on that severe of a high ankle sprain and play the way he did was incredible.
Derek and Justice, we have a good rotation going. You know, Derek's our normal down back, and Justice our third down back. As the game goes and Derek need a blow, we know Justice can go in. And I knew he was going to come and impress people by the way he played. You know, tell you what was cool about the other night was that day, LeJounte and I were sitting in a meeting, and I asked him, I was like, so what do you think about the city? What do you think about Baltimore? He's like, Coach, I'm going to introduce myself to the city tonight. And so when he got that punt return, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Allow myself to introduce myself. LeJounte Wester last Thursday against the Colts at M&T Bank Stadium. That was Willie Taggart talking about the rookie out of Colorado coming in here. Hey, what do you think of the city? Well, they're going to get to know me. Where do they get a load of me? Boy, I'm going back to some movies here with these quotes. But Wester, leading receiver, punt return for the touchdown. So, yeah, he introduced himself in a big, big way for, you know, diehard fans know who he is because you follow the draft, you listen to reports, I mean, you watch and read and do everything you can to get the intel on the ball club, but maybe for the casual fan, hey, who was that dude? Yeah. Now you know. But he set the bar real high, though, Vinny.
Oh, yes, he did. You know, two returns and two excellent returns. The thing about with Wester is, you know what he did in college, so you're kind of hoping that, you know, can he do that in the pros? Because he's a little guy. And then, Chris Horton always said, punt catcher first, then a punt returner after you punt catch it. And he's done a good job, you know, catching punts. Because you want to get in Harbs' doghouse fast, drop a punt. You know, ask Tylan Wall, how many punt returners did we go through last year? Three or four? So, yeah, he was impressive because they hadn't seen that, you know, because we've seen him catch punts and there's been nothing live, you know, back there. I guess against the Colts a little bit, he took one and showed some speed, but that was, you know, under the lights, you know, and it was a real game and stuff. So, yeah, it was super impressive. Now, what's he going to do against Dallas? You know, you got to stack performance. You're not going to run an 89-yarder back every week, but just be consistent, make smart decisions is going to be the biggest thing for him, you know, because, Bob, more than likely, he's going to be a rookie standing back there against Buffalo, and if he's back there on the 10-yard line, you got to catch the football.
At night on national television, yeah. But how did he follow up practice after the big performance last Thursday? How was practice for him in the ensuing days as Dallas looms on Saturday? Yeah.
He's had a few drops this week.
Punts or receiving?
No, not punts, but receptions. He's had a few drops. So, otherwise, you know, we're not going to see. I mean, he caught the punts. Otherwise, we're not going to see that, Bob, until Saturday night, you know, when he gets the opportunity again. And they'll have a bigger crowd than the Ravens have, you know, just because Cowboys have been in California and, you know, they're coming back just like the Ravens are coming back to play in this game. So I'm anticipating that they'll have a pretty decent crowd, and they haven't announced whether they're playing starters or not starters yet, but I'm guessing he's going to get a couple returns. The number one thing he's got to do, make smart decisions, catch the football. And then anything after that, you know, if he gets – I mean, Bob, if you average 9 or 10 yards, you're leading the league. You know, that's the thing about it. I mean, we've been spoiled with his two so far.
Right. And look, I mean, you know this. Nolan does. You could have, like, a bunch of 8-yard returns. You bust a couple of 50, 60-yarders, all of a sudden that average yards per return kind of grows exponentially here. Also heard Willie Taggart talking about working with Todd Monken, OC, in regards to allocating the carries. And, you know, he's stating the obvious. Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, and we'll find a way for someone else sooner or later.
Yeah, and we heard Monken say that before about Keaton Mitchell. You know, he's got to carve himself out a role is what he's got to do. And you know what? And he won't play against Dallas this week because he hadn't been practicing. So, I mean, if he does that in the Washington preseason game, similar to what he did the other night, I mean, how do you take – I mean, who are you going to take him away from? You know, I mean, if Derrick Henry is rolling, you know, you want Derrick Henry carrying the football. That's against Buffalo. You know, I mean, I guess you're going to find a couple for – you're going to go into the game probably with, all right, here's what we want to see Keaton do if we have to. You know, if he's in the game, here's what we want to see him do. We heard Willie Taggart, he was talking about Keaton Mitchell, saying that he can run inside because he's stronger this year than he was last year. And he can run inside and he can break tackles, you know, because he's got explosiveness and you know, he can drop his pads and he's thick. So it's going to be interesting to see, Bob, in that Buffalo game. I'm riding Henry, you know, I'm riding Henry all day. And then if Justice Hill, you know, third down, you know, 2-minute drill, those kind of things, fine. And if Keaton Mitchell, if we win a game and Keaton Mitchell doesn't get a rep, so be it.
What happened Saturday, though, against Dallas? Preseason game, no Keaton Mitchell. Henry's not playing, as you heard during Joe LaCroix's update. Starters aren't rolling. We'll hear from Harbs throughout the show talking about that. So, Rasheen Ali, golden opportunity. D'Ernest Johnson, I guess. Who are the others that we're going to get to know and get acquainted with or reacquainted with against the Cowboys?
Yeah. Marcus Major Jr. I mean, they're guys that are just going to be filling a role, Bob, because at best they're fighting to be on the practice squad or be on somebody else's practice squad. You know, because I just think this after, you know, I liked what Ali did the other day. And then when you watch all the preseason games, kind of watching every team's kind of got an Ali. They all got a back that looks pretty good, right. You know. So, getting another back if Ali leaves, and you know we're talking about having five. Or I don't know that I don't think they can have five, but Ali's going to get a hell of an opportunity on Saturday to play, because more than likely, Bob, it's going to be Bullock at center, Filele at the right guard, Rosengarten at the right tackle, and Voorhees at left guard, and Noteboom at left tackle. So he's going to have an opportunity to do. I mean, He should have some holes and stuff to run through.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob, Andy, Vinny, Serrato, Nola McGraw. It is this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, Plaza Port text line, 410-583-1057, starting at 11 o'clock. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about Travis Jones. Big year for him in many ways. Could be a massive payday coming his way, and if he has a monster season, long term might be detrimental to the Ravens, but in 2025, if he levels up, and you heard Harbaugh say he's dealing with an ankle, I mean, the potential's always been there. Now, if he stays healthy, and if he's healthy out of the gate, I mean, we could see, I don't say a breakout guy, but a massive contributor to what we expect is going to be already a good defense.
Well, at the beginning of the season last year, he was having a hell of a year. Then he hurt the ankle. And, you know, I mean, a high ankle sprain with a defensive lineman, you know, it's hard. You know, especially if you're 360 pounds or whatever. You know, I've never been 360, but I mean, walking around with a bad ankle, that can't feel good. Now, what I've seen out there in training camp thus far, he looks awesome. You know, and Bob, if he gets 5+ sacks this year, 5+ sacks, which I think he legitimately can, because he's got, you know, that Reggie White club move and stuff, because he is powerful and strong, you know, so... Travis Jones, I think, has got a chance to be a guy that really, you know, could be in the conversation about Pro Bowl talk, you know, if he can stay healthy for the whole time, because he can play the run, he chases, and he can rush the passer. And if he got 5+ sacks and 30-some tackles, you know, and then what he's got to do is, you know, to make the Pro Bowl, and they'll have enough opportunities – make some plays on those Buffalo, the Monday night, you know, the night games when everybody's watching. That's when you make Pro Bowl.
Nolan, how'd you carry 360 back in the day? I mean, did you navigate it all right?
It's not easy. It's even harder when it's all muscle, I'll tell you that.
That's right. Hey, you've lost 200 pounds. You look great. We'll talk to Nolan McGraw in depth as the show rolls on. We'll get to the Orioles here in a couple of minutes. But Cooper Rush, you heard Harbaugh. They have a plan. Not going to reveal it. I mean, he's talking about it like it's the AFC Championship game coming up this week.
Bob, you only got two quarterbacks.
He's going to throw more, which will be good to see. Hopefully to the right guy.
Yeah. First play, don't throw an interception on the first play. I would think he gets a half. I would imagine that he's going to get a half, and he's going to get, you know, Tez Walker. So he'll have some decent guys. He'll have Charlie Kolar, you know, so he'll have some decent guys early on and opportunity to throw the football. But yeah, but if they're running it down the throats like they were last week, you know, I think having some ideas to throw the ball more is good. But if you're running it, why not just keep running it?
Orioles play today at 105. When we come back, we'll look back at last night's first walk-off win of the year, which is mind-boggling. To be totally honest with you, a dramatic win against a good team broke their eight-game winning streak. Orioles could actually win the series today with a win down at Oriole Park, Camden Yards, before they hit the road to Houston. So right now, the Orioles could have an impact on the top of the American League West. Tyler O'Neill's not going to be back till September. Yeah. Moo Man's injury is a lot worse than we thought. Hey, but Zach Eflin said he'd love to come back. We can get into that and more here.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On the fan. He lines one down the right field line. Dylan Carlson, who was 0 for August, he had two knocks last night. He singles with two outs. So this all happened with two outs after Yennier Cano kind of struggled there in the ninth inning. But Jackson Holliday, he lines one down the line. The mind-boggling thing, Nolan, get in here, because saw it a couple of nights ago when Mountie almost hit the three-run homer.
Right.
Yeah, the Orioles hadn't had a walk-off win all year long. I'm like, and that kind of been their calling card since the middle of 2022, where they get all these dramatic wins and walk-off this and Gatorade showers that. I was floored. And then to finally get it against a good team. Trevor Rogers, brilliant yet again. Yeah. Gilbert was outstanding as well. Mountie hits the home run off the wall, bounces into the stands. That was great. But the first walk-off win of the year, I guess, let me just double-check. When you're 54-66, all of a sudden kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
I first heard the stat yesterday, and I just thought, oh, they haven't had a walk-off home run yet. But they've had to have had a walk-off single, a sack fly. You're telling me that didn't even happen? It is hard to believe. But last night, hell of a game. It stinks to blow it there in the top of the ninth, but to immediately respond. And, hey, Jackson Holliday the hero, but give Dylan Carlson credit. Two outs there just to find a way to get on, keep it going. Could have easily folded there with the season he's having, this tough stretch that he's in. Could have easily packed it up and said, all right, we're going to extras. We kept playing.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed at Carlson because I thought he could be a guy.
Yeah.
You know, he can play all three outfield spots. He was a ballyhooed prospect in the Cardinals organization. But 0 for 35, hadn't had a hit, and then he finally breaks through with an infield dribbler. But two legit knocks last night, including one that proved to be the game winner for the Orioles. Wanted to see more from him. I mean, there's still another 6 weeks left. Dylan Beavers is coming up, we think, right? Maybe tomorrow, certainly for Houston. So who's going to get sacrificed? Is it, you know, Noda? Will it be Carlson? I don't know. But Beavers, we all are encouraged by that. But Jackson Holliday, the power numbers have kind of dwindled big time. And that was a rope down the right field line. And, you know, he was kind of in no man's land when they tied it. Seattle, when the Orioles were playing in.
Oh, I mean, that was like a goalie, man.
Yeah, but like an old school coach, the guy with the big fat guy with a cigar and a beer in his hand. Got to get your body in front of him.
Right.
He'd have stitches on his chest.
I agree.
Right now. But he was kind of caught there, but he redeemed himself. So congratulations, Orioles. Break your three-game losing streak. Could win the series. But, man, Trevor Rogers.
Awesome.
And Nolan and I were talking yesterday when you were out at Ravens. Oriole MVP voting is going to start probably in early September. And you can only vote for guys that are on the team. Can't vote for O'Hearn or Laureano, who hit a home run for the Padres last night, by the way. You can't vote for these guys. You can only vote for dudes on the team. I still lean Gunner, who had another extra base hit last night. But Trevor Rogers went from a guy in May who we were saying we got fleeced by the Marlins, to now might be the Orioles' most valuable player when it's all said and done. And that's a lot of different ways to look at it. Well, you suck when a guy that just got called up permanently in, what, late May into early June, but he's been out. I mean, he's been as good as any Orioles starter we've seen in quite some. I mean, he's pitching. Burns had that great run early for the Orioles, and I'm not diminishing Corbin Burns. This guy's a stud. But what Trevor Rogers is doing is like, dude, is this Mike Messina? Is this Jim Palmer we're watching? So he might win the Orioles' most valuable player. So would it be egregious to do that? It does speak volumes about, well, boy, we're at this point?
I think it's your two guys, Bob. Either Rodgers or Gunner. I mean, that, to me, it's obvious one of those two.
Well, I would say this, because yesterday I leaned Rodgers, and I still do. He's sure. 11 starts in, and by the end of the year, he should be somewhere around 15. If he's still with a sub 1.5 ERA, I think it's a lock. If it's below 2, I still think you give it to him. It's because he's been that dominant. I mean, look, if let's say Laureano was still here, O'Hearn was still here, and they were doing good things. I think even with other options, I'm not saying he would win it, but I still think Rodgers would get decent votes and might even finish third if those other guys were here. So when it's all said and done, he's truly been this dominant. You know, post game last night, Matt Weirich asking Tony Mancelino, is this, can you call him an ace after this? Is this ace level stuff? Actually like the answer from Mancelino. He said he's pitching great. He's pitching like an ace, but to be an ace, you got to do it year after year.
Yeah, and even if he is an ace, they need another ace to go with him. And then you're crossing fingers hoping Bradish is what he was in 23 and when he pitched in 24. Now you might have the making of something, but we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. But the Birds win, go for the series win. Tomo Sugano against Logan Evans. Seattle right now fighting with Houston for first place in the AL West. And then the Orioles go to Houston next. So the Baltimore Orioles, they can't help themselves in regards to the playoffs. They're 9.5 out of the wild card, buried in the East. But maybe they have an impact in early September on what happens in the AL West when it's all said. And they've already swept the Mariners. Wouldn't it be wild? Seattle loses the division because they were 1-5 against the Orioles. Wild, wacky stuff.
You root for these teams to go on and win the World Series. You can always hang your hat on that.
Yeah, and if it was the Yankees, I'd take joy in it, but I have no hate for the Seattle Mariners. Let's get out to the phone. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. Before I get to O's, right? Benny, I heard you on the early morning show about the training camp. Like, they're not allowing, got fans up there no more?
No, fans are done. Fans were there till Tuesday. Yesterday was family, friends of the Ravens, and then now it's nobody.
Oh, okay. I thought it was because of the trippy getting thrown out of there. They stopped you messed up everybody, man, you know.
Yeah.
I heard, man.
One bad apple spoils the whole bunch of fans, as they say.
Yeah, how do you get thrown out of the practice, man? Trippy don't even drink. So they serve drinks up there? What the hell is going on up there?
He doesn't?
No, he don't really drink like that. He's not really a drinker. He's like one drink and done type of person.
Drink and gets crazy
type of
person.
I don't think they serve alcohol. I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they, you know, the red shirts. One red shirt had his arm. One had the legs and everything. It was like a, you know, like he was dusting out there, man. You know, I expect dust to get thrown out, but, you know. But anyway,
but
man.
But this was scheduled way in advance. I mean, they send you the calendar.
Oh, yeah,
training
camp. Yeah, that was, yeah, no. Yesterday was the last day for anybody.
There was no press release that said because of trippy training camp fans.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But real quick on to the O's, right, about signing Eplin back. I think we definitely do give him a two-year deal, something like that. Because can you imagine Eplin in this rotation next year if Bradish come back? Assuming Bradish is healthy, you got Bradish, Rodgers, Eplin. I know they're going to sign another starting pitcher. Say they only get one pitcher. You know, you got that pitcher at the number 4 slot, and then Kramer at number 5. And you can throw Povich in the bullpen, and I'm quite sure Brandon Young will be improved next year. And Wells coming back, Suarez, and we sign another bullpen arm. This will be one of the best rotations probably in the division next year. And I'm not even including
PT on the phone? Yeah. Are we talking to PT over here? Hey, Rashawn, I hear you. Thanks for the call. We got hit bottom of the hour. But Eplin did say we'll play it when we come back, that he would love to come back, but obviously that's going to be a business decision on both sides. The ultimate one for the Orioles, will qualifying offer, he takes it, he gets 20 mil or whatever it's going to be. And I think this year, I'm not 100% sure, it's 21.5 for top 125 of what your position is. If he doesn't sign somewhere else, Orioles get a draft pick. Or they could non-tender him, and he just hits free agency, and then you try to renegotiate and say, hey, instead of giving you 22 mil for 1 year, how about we give you 2 for 22, 11 million bucks. Got the back surgery, or he's getting it, which is going to alleviate pain that he said he's been dealing with for 5 years. He said it's affecting his quality of life. And again, as someone that's dealt with back stuff, I hear you for sure. But it's also affecting his pocketbook, which improves your quality of life. But Zach Gutfeld coming back. We'll come back, hear from him, get Nolan's thoughts on that. I think Nolan frowned upon the qualifying offer, but we'll elaborate. And also your thoughts on the Ravens. We're going to start looking at this projected 53-man roster as well. I mean, are we that close to it? Are there still injury concerns? Because you thought Alexander was going to be there yesterday. He was not.
Mm-hmm.
So when do we start getting into at least DEFCON 4 with this thing here?
Well, I think they're saving him. They need him for Buffalo more than they need him. You know, and I'm sure, Bob, with when he came in, got his physical and everything, I'm sure that the trainers told the coaches and stuff, you're going to have to baby him through. If you want him throughout the whole year, you're going to have to baby him through the practices and stuff. Because if the knee keep, and I don't know if it's knee swelling or, you know, had to get it drained.
Right.
That's not a good thing if you got to keep getting your knee drained.
But at very least, at some point, should he just come out, wave to the fans or something? You know what I mean? Do a little celebrity red carpet stuff. We'll come back. It's Total Request Thursday, 11 o'clock. Pick your votes. Featured artist Friday, Vinny Hady and Nolan.
The station with the best Ravens coverage.
Touchdown, Ravens!
Sports Radio, 105.7, The Fan.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. To me, it's an easy one. I'm going Lamar Jackson again because if he stays healthy for 17 games, I think it'll be Lamar. So crown your champion in August. Now, if the Ravens have the MVP, I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. That's my pick there, too. Or parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day. For your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bet now because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Now you must be 21 and over in Maryland, present in Maryland, and please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Gambler.
Zach Eflin yesterday met with the media. getting a back procedure, lumbar disc kind of stuff, which he said he's been dealing with for the last 5 or 6 years, and even said that it's affecting his quality of life off the baseball diamond. They can't pick his kids up and do all sorts of things that you normally do. You know, when you're in your early 30s, you're a young, spry dude, you're supposed to be the guy. And that back pain's kind of hampering that process. But he said he loves the clubhouse. And if you talk to people that cover this team on a daily basis, extremely respected in said clubhouse. He's 31 years old. He'll be 32 in April. Hitting free agency. He was brilliant for the Orioles at the end of last season. And he was really good at the beginning of this season before the injuries started to mount, which basically, what officially now has ended his 2025 campaign. Question is, he loves the clubhouse, would love to be back. He ain't working for free. Nope. So we know that. And we just talked about the qualifying offer. So Nolan McGraw, as a guy that is critical of Mike Elias, if you were approaching Zach Eflin and his representation, what would be a fair thing to do if he loves it? Now, if Elias says, we'll give you $5 million, you're going to be, I don't love it that much. You know what I mean? I'll love it somewhere else. But what would be fair on both sides to keep him around, and in a perfect world, Rodgers is your number two, or Bradish is your number two, Rodgers number three, Eflin's your four, Man Bunch five, Kramer, and then insert new dude to the top, or at the very least in your top three. What would it take to keep Eflin around, a guy that's got postseason experience and has been, for the most part during his major league career, reliable and effective when he throws a baseball?
Yeah, I don't think the qualifying offer would be an appropriate decision to offer it to him. You know, he's making $18 million this year. That's the most money he's ever made in a single season of his career. Qualifying offer, we're assuming, is going to be no less than $21.5-22 million a year. And after what he just turned in this year, three stints on the IL, and even when he was healthy, pretty shaky performance, he's not in line for a pay increase, as far as I'm concerned. I would go to him and say, look, we like you. We'd like to have you back if things can work out. Go test free agency, see what your market is. I'm not convinced that he's going to get grand offers from other teams out there. I mean, maybe there's a team like the A's, what they just paid Luis Severino this past year, that some low-tier team that'll just pay him the money just to do it. But if he doesn't like the reception he's getting in free agency, come back here, one-year deal, maybe a club option for the year following, $10 to $15 million. I'm willing to take the risk at that point. Because based on what he said yesterday, wants to be here, that's great. That's fantastic.
What else do you expect him to say?
Well, my point is Zach Eflin.
Or he could say, you know, this sucks, is disappointing. We'll let the process play out, see how I feel health-wise. By the way, he's represented by O'Connell Sports Management.
Okay.
Now, does baseball contracts, Bob, have incentives like football?
Sure.
Yes.
So you could do a...
Yeah, you win a Gold Glove, Cy Young, win 20 games, that sort of thing.
Or what I'm saying is, because he's been on the IL three times and he's having surgery, you know, can we pay him, hey, we'll give you $7 million, but if you play, you know, if you pitch 100 innings, you get another blah, blah, blah.
I know they do that with options. Like Correa has all those vesting years remaining on his deal, and a lot of that's contingent on at-bats, so health essentially for him. But with Eflin, I mean, he's a good clubhouse guy. I can't say anything bad about him personally. I would like to have him here. It's just the back injury is a red flag. And listening to him talk yesterday saying, oh, I've been dealing with this for years, that was my biggest concern. This just doesn't go away. He seems convinced, based on talking to the doctor, that having this surgery will wipe the slate clean. But at his age, after dealing with this as long as he has, I'm not so convinced. But a one-year deal, I'd be willing to take the risk at that point.
So yes or no, option your no, thumbs down. Hell Vinny?
I'm saying no.
So you don't give him the qualifier, screw that draft pick, just see how things play out. You know,
because
I mean?
He's going to take it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Linderbaum. Why didn't they give him the fifth year? Because $23 million. Mm-hmm. You know, same type thing, I think.
So keeping Eplin around, I don't think it's a bad thing. But then again, there are different ways the Orioles could go about it. But at least based on what he said, we're not making this up. He said it. You just heard it. He loves it here. I love it in Baltimore, and I'd like to come back. But business always comes first as well. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. We're going to start projecting this Ravens 53-man roster as well, because Vinny's seen enough, barring an injury or just someone totally falling off the cliff the last couple of weeks of the preseason, that they might need to replace. I mean, for instance, Corey Bullock has ascended.
Yep.
The DB out of Tennessee, Chattanooga, all Lowering. Of a sudden ascending. So these are guys maybe we weren't projecting a month ago. Now we have to, but at whose expense? And who's the pitcher that's kind of turning some heads? Anybody down on the farm that throws hard enough but straight enough that can help the Orioles in the bullpen? In 2026, whip around 11-15. And we'll also talk to Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, about the woes of the O's. But they did win last night, dramatic fashion. Walk-off win at that. So let's keep it rolling. Who knows? Got the Seattle lineup. I'll share with that. Share that with you as well. Antonio and Rosedale. Antonio, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Hey, wonderful. Antonio.
I'm doing good. Should we be concerned whether we will see Bautista, Rodriguez, and Eplin pitch for the Orioles again? And you guys have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you, Antonio. Appreciate that. I'd say if Eplin stays, we'll see him next year. Everything seems to point to Grayson being ready for spring training. So we'll see him next year. Fingers crossed.
All right.
The mountain, though, with the shoulder, significant shoulder at that. So based on their contract status projected for 26, you'll see Grayson pitch before any of them, unless Eplin resigns. Felix Bautista, who is... And look, Vinny and Nolan listeners, is it a labrum? Is it rotator cuff? I mean, it's not good.
No. When the manager comes out and says significant. Yeah,
when the manager has to say it, you know what I mean? And they won't elaborate on it. Good luck with that. All right, let's get back to the phones. Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Total Request Thursday?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good
morning.
So I kind of was surprised to hear Eplin publicly come out and say, you know, he would like to come back. I think we should have thrown an offer at him anyway in the offseason, even if he didn't say this. I kind of agree with what Nolan was saying about the, you know, he's not worth the qualifying offer. I don't think that he's shown us, even in the 2 years that he's had with us, that he is worth that. I think that there's definitely some other names out on the free agent market that could be a potential that we should throw our cards at first. But I had a question for you, Bob and Vinny and Nolan. Just in a perfect world, Orioles checkbooks are open, and there's obviously a spending limit for them. They're not going to spend $1 billion. But the three guys that you think would be the top names that they're going to go after, because I've already got a couple. The two that I'm really thinking of are Kyle Tucker, and I would not be surprised if they threw an offer at Cedric Mullins in the offseason for a cheap offer just to bring him back to Baltimore, maybe a one-year, $10 million deal with a second-year option. But I just want to hear what you guys think. Top three guys, could be any position, just to hear what you guys think they might throw at.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Ryan. Kyle Tucker, bring it on. All day long. All day long. But we're talking 400, $500 million to get him. I'd even kick the tires on Schwarbsy, because both would wear out Oriole Park and Camden Yards. So that's one. How about if Eplin goes, you don't pull a trade. I think they need to sign one and trade for one, but whatever. How about maybe Ranger Suarez from the Phillies? Dylan Cease. I think there's a lot of really good, a lot of questionable with him. And then bullpen-wise? I don't know. Maybe we can bring Fuji back. I think he's been for work the last couple of years. He throws 100 miles an hour, Nolan.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ranger Suarez, I mean, he's been a little shaky here as of late, but sure. Very good season overall. And you just start, it looks very top heavy. That's the problem with the starting pitcher market. Like Framber Valdez, Zach Gallen, Dylan Cease, like those guys are going to get the big deals.
Woodruff in Milwaukee could right. be available,
but he's coming back from injuries.
I got my eye on what used to be with Arizona. I guess for that matter, both Arizona guys. Zach Gallen, a little bit of a step back for him this year, but his track record's very strong. And Merrill Kelly got traded to the Rangers, but liked him for a few years now. Pretty consistent.
Yeah, they had a lot of hope with Gallen, Kelly, and Burns. They might have the best rotation in the National League, and that kind of blew up in their faces that none of them are going to be cheap. And Bradish will be back. Wells will be back this year, probably within the next month. Pitch counts. Can you count on them, though, to hit the post 30 times next year? I don't know. Yeah. That's the big old problem over there.
Well, yeah, the thing is because they have an injury history, just like we're talking with Jair Alexander and Aweezy, can they play the whole season? I mean, that's the thing. And then if you're counting on them to play the whole season, then we're going to be back this year again.
Exactly. Let's get back to the phones. One more call. Let's go get Joe in Woodbury. Joe, how you feeling on this total request Thursday?
I'm feeling with my hands holding on with both, Bob, if you know what that means.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Hey, Bob, questions today for you, Vinny, and quick, I was going to have to help Vinny to remember. Bob, your question is, I know what DFA in baseball stands for. Do those letters have words to them?
Designated yes for no? assignment.
Okay, I must have forgot designated for an assignment. What would that assignment be?
Well, you can be free agent. You can, clear waivers, go back to the minors. Somebody could claim you. I mean, there's three different layers to it.
Okay, and now I go to Vinny. Vinny, when somebody gets on the IR during training camp, and like you say, somebody you got to cut, do you send people straight to your practice squad, or do you have to cut them first? Nobody pick them up, then you can bring them to the practice squad. Next question is, can others pilferage your practice squad when you got people on your practice squad? Can other teams just come and get them and take them off? Those are my questions for today. Thank you, fellas.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, they can. Your practice squad, they're basically 16 free agents is what they are. And you can pay them, what you want also. So, yeah, people will come take them off your practice squad all the time. So that happens a lot. What was the other question?
Well, he asked Nolan to remember because we both forgot.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about Joe is that he loves to call up here and just ask questions that he could easily Google. But, what is he knows what DFA stands for, but he doesn't.
Yeah, right.
I must have forgot that. Here's your players coming off IR. They have to, they come straight off IR. Yeah.
If they come off of IR, yeah, you can't put them straight on the practice squad. They have to be waived first. And if you have a guy, you can waive them injured. What happens if it's an undrafted free agent or something like that? You do an injury settlement with the guy. And what's an injury settlement? All right, let's say he's got a hammy and an arbitrator. Both doctors or, your doctor agrees or your agent agrees with the doctor that it's 3 weeks till he's healthy. Okay, then you'd get 3 weeks of pay, And what you want to do is, if you're a club, you don't want to have to go into the regular season pay because the pay jumps tremendously. And when you're talking about all those, that goes on your cap.
Orioles lineup as the Orioles try to win the series today against the Seattle Mariners, who were in first place yesterday, and we'll get to the AL East because Houston reclaimed the top. Jackson Holliday, game winner last night, second base. Westberg's at third. Gunner's at short. Mountie's DH cleaning up. Mayo's at first, where he's going to play. They've made it clear. Kobe Mayo's going to be the everyday first baseman. Daniel Johnson, center field. Jeremiah Jackson's at right field. He had the Little League home run last night. The red hot Dilly Carlson is in left field, and Alex Jackson is behind the plate. Logan Evans on the hill for the Mariners. We'll give you Seattle's lineup. Next hour, we'll come back, talk about the farm. As we're coming into the middle of August, almost September. Tony, Any prospects coming to your attention, and how are these trade assets looking right now? Whip around left 15. There's a red hot team in Major League Baseball. We'll talk about that. And Mike Bordick, he's going to be red hot with his opinions. Oriole Hall of Famer, talk about the Birds taking on the Mariners off to Houston. Hey, maybe, just maybe, the Orioles could have an impact on the playoffs, even though they won't be in them.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.